Bully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Have you dried out, Mr. David? The rain came pretty torrentially.
Morning, Molly. Yeah, happy Wednesday. That was unexpected, the cloudburst Tuesday night. I don't think anybody was quite prepared. Certainly not at Guaranteed Rate Field, but throughout the city,
I think it was something else. We're missing the story. I mean, the guy is on a pitch limit. So, yesterday was only four.
I don't think that was part of the explanation.
Okay.
I don't think there was any explanation. That was a bad
decision.
Bad night.
It was insane.
Yeah.
You started. It was already raining, and then it got rained out like four pitches in.
Four pitches in.
Now you got a 7-11.
7-11 is when they delayed the game. The game started at 7:10. It lasted 1 minute. They suspended it. The Sox will play a doubleheader today. Garrett Crochet won't pitch.
How could he?
He won't pitch. He shouldn't pitch.
No.
This is a doubleheader now. I don't think that kind of weather was in the forecast, certainly not on their radar,
right,
so to speak. They thought they could get in an hour of baseball. In retrospect, it looks kind of silly to have started at all, especially with a pitcher that you're taking such good care of, trying to be cautious with. Go out there, throw four pitches, and then call it a night.
Yeah.
Wasted Crochet night. Wasted day.
That's what it is. That's it.
I feel bad for the fans, those still paying attention. I feel bad for the people who went out to 35th and Shields hoping to see Garrett Crochet because he's one of the last things worth watching.
Yeah, listen, it's a rough one. I don't want to get too caught up in it because I do think it was a surprise. You know, it was amazing. By me, it hailed. It hailed for about 5 minutes. I mean, not like a really long time, but man, there were chunks of stuff coming down.
Well, I couldn't believe it. You know, I was coming out. I did television last night, so I got out of there a little bit later and was coming home and did not expect to see rain.
Yeah.
And it was all of a sudden very, very ominous when you walked outside around 6:45-ish, 7 o'clock.
Boy. You're right in the heart of it.
And started to feel the winds blow a certain way. And like, wait a second.
You're going by Comiskey as they're stopping the game.
Did anybody...
The sell or the guaranteed rate, yeah, whatever it's
the rate,
called.
The rate. I don't know. Is predicting the weather become so difficult in this town? I mean... Do we miss Skilling that much? What's going on?
We may have ruined the planet. I'm not quite sure, but it seems like there's weird weather events all over.
Well, it certainly spoiled the plot last night because Garrett Crochet throws four pitches, and now we won't see him for another 5 days. If we see him again, wouldn't that be terrible if this is the way his season ended?
Is that it? No. Brian Bannister talked for half an hour and kind of explained what the plan was, and it's the kid wants to keep going. They're letting him go, but they're limiting his innings. Obviously, the four pitches prevent him from pitching today, but I'm sure they'll limit.
I got the sense after hearing what Brian Bannister had to say, and he's well-respected throughout the game and certainly in that organization, but I got the sense that if this weren't one of the most accomplished starters in the league this year, even despite the numbers, then – I don't think they would be treating this the same way.
I agree.
They're giving him – this is a nod to his leadership and his moxie and his competitiveness. They're trying to strike a balance here that's a very difficult one to do.
The how do we put it? Cut down day, you know, ended a lot of hopes and dreams and all that. I'm not suggesting it didn't, but it lacked or it – you know, there wasn't the same drama, surprise, / oh my God, that guy's gone.
Well, I think that's good.
I agree.
You want to get to the point in your organization where you treat these cutdown days as unfortunate developments for some people's careers at the bottom of the roster, but you're never going to anticipate this with any kind of real suspense because you're set. This is what you want. You want to be set in your aspirations, your goals, your expectations, because nothing that happened yesterday should affect anything about 2024, really, your season, in theory. Bottom of the roster decisions are difficult for the people who are affected the most.
Sure.
But I don't think that typically, I don't think they're sweating these kind of things in Kansas City or Baltimore or San Francisco. In Chicago, it's a bigger deal, and it has been traditionally, because those are the kind of things you're waiting for. Who's going and who's going to be available on the discard pile?
What was fascinating is, I believe they're on Hard Knocks, they had a nice shot of Ryan Poles thinking. He was sitting at his desk and he was thinking about the roster. And they said something along the lines of, you got to think a lot about this. Like, it was really a funny moment because he clearly was considering the roster.
No doubt about it. Oh, that's probably, he's got to feel a sense of relief this morning, even though his work is just beginning. It's got to weigh heavily on some of those executives who are making decisions that are, they're changing the course of some people's lives.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. You want it to be insignificant for your football team, generally speaking, but it's not insignificant to those people who got the worst news of their careers yesterday. And if you are one of those members who of the Bears, who are no longer a member of the Bears, yep, today's a tough day.
Well, today you hope the phone's ringing. You hope your agent's on it and you're getting another opportunity elsewhere. That's kind of what it is. There's also going to be a lot of re-signings for the practice squad. Oftentimes, you know, with 16 spots, I guess you get 17 if you have an international player. With those that many spots on your roster, you are prone to take guys you know, guys that you've watched. There might be some guys at the end of the roster that you really like, and you don't want to give up on them. And I get it. It's open season, and everyone can do that. But it's you will usually see teams sign a lot of their own players as opposed to just going outside the organization.
Well, they know them. They've invested time and money in them already, and they're willing to do that again by paying them to stay on the practice squad, which isn't a bad way to make a living. If you're a rookie, if you're an undrafted free agent, you just want to be in camp. You want to be in a locker room. And there are stories, and more so than before because the practice squads have expanded, but there are stories of guys who have lingered on the practice squad for a season or two or part of a season, been called up and taken advantage. So the Bears have to hope that they have a lot of guys who fit that description and are going to be guys who, Micah Baskerville, for instance, he had a very good camp. I'm not sure what else he could have done to make this football team. Is he going to be somebody that, you know, goes to the practice squad and never gets another look? He'll probably play some football this year for the Bears, but it'll be more strategic. It'll be because of attrition, and he'll be back and forth kind of yo-yoing between the practice squad and the active roster. Not a bad way to make a living, but I'm sure that he felt like yesterday was bad news.
Yes, the guys on the practice squad, generally speaking, depending on their experience, make for the year, if they stick 225 to as much as 383 for a year. That is a good living. That's a good job. Problem is, you're on the practice squad. You're not playing. You're not on the active roster. But, you know, if you're injured, as you're pointing out, you're getting a regular salary. You're getting an NFL salary, and the minimum there is like $750,000.
It's a big difference between the two, certainly. But if you are a practice squad player, it's the equivalent of an entry-level position in other professions. So you're coming into the league at the lowest level, at still a pretty good starting salary. You do have to do some rationalization maybe to justify being satisfied with that. You're never going to be satisfied with just being a practice squad player. But it could be worse. You could be on the outside looking in. And the fact that these guys can go to work tomorrow morning after they set the practice squads today, it's an apprenticeship. You want you want to do the best you can, turn some heads during practice, and still get better at your craft. So for a lot of these guys, it's still an opportunity, and you keep that dream alive. And all these guys, you know, obviously have the dreams of being NFL players or NFL stars, and now they can still do that.
I would be careful about calling and saying I made the team just because there's going to be another roster move or two coming.
Always a danger.
They're going to bring back Kerry Blass in game, right? We know that.
Yeah.
They've already said that, and they're going to have to sign a long snapper. They currently do not have a long snapper on the roster. So it'll be very interesting to see how they handle the fact that Patrick Scales will not open the season with them.
Well, Patrick Scales won't probably be available until October.
Yep.
They're going to have to find somebody they trust. They are in the process of finding who's going to be available, who's out there. Kerry Blasingame likely will be added back. That's a roster manipulation I don't quite understand in terms of what they're trying. Who's
getting cut?
Who's going to be the odd person out, and why would you not just make that move yesterday when you're setting the final rosters?
Yeah, you know, my fear is that maybe they're going to put somebody on IR.
They might be waiting for some more information medically, right, or make a move that way.
Right.
That could be the case. Those are going to be some things to watch. That's why if you are, you know, say, Daniel Hardy, or if you're somebody else who has celebrated making the roster, and we're going to talk about, oh boy, can you believe they made the roster? And then tomorrow it's be like, can you believe they got cut?
Yeah, I know. That's my point. So, I just don't call home.
It's still, you know,
August weekend.
It's a long weekend.
You got Monday off.
And, you know, August 28th, you still have how many days until the beginning of the regular season, week one? The rosters will remain fluid until then.
September 8th is week one for the Bears.
That's a long time.
There'll be a Thursday game, Friday game. I think there are even Saturday games. Am I right? Or is that
college? I don't think there's a Saturday game. There's Thursday, okay. Friday, Sunday.
Thursday,
Saturday's
Friday,
reserved
Sunday,
for college
Monday.
Football. Yeah. There's a lot of football
college
going on.
College football starts on Thursday because we're getting ready for the Thursday NFL schedule.
Get into condition. So you start conditioning your brain to be watching football Thursday through Sunday.
And there are some good games Thursday. There are definitely some great games over the weekend in college football.
No doubt about it. It starts for real this weekend.
It's
looking really forward to that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see some of these teams.
Yeah. You know, as for the Bears, back to the roster,
right.
I think that when you look at what they did with a couple people specifically, you know, Larry Borum staying on the being an injured reserve, he can return in four games. I'm a little surprised by that only because of his salary. I really thought that when you may have a $3 million salary and you have an injury in the final preseason game, sometimes that translates into injury settlement or somebody who is, you know, left off the roster or put in a, you find a way not to pay him what he's owed.
Yeah.
But he is valued, apparently. And I think when you have the lack of depth maybe on your offensive line, it shows you that a guy like Larry Borum is valued. So that was a little surprising. There were other, you know, obviously people are going to be triggered by Velus Jones. We'll talk about that and that decision and what went into it.
Right.
Dante Pettis going in injury reserve, didn't expect that.
No, he's done for the year. He didn't get the return designation. That's it. He's
that
gone.
Still bothers me.
Not
that he's around. I think obviously if he were healthy, he would give you at worst somebody who could catch a punt and not fumble or muff it. I've never liked or quite understood the decision on August 28th that if somebody is injured, you have to make a decision that affects them for the next 18 weeks. And I just wonder about your determining.
So you think that they all should get the designation of return?
I would like an explanation why that's not the case.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think the answer would be that the league is so awful and so desperate to win and so looking for half their roster would be on injured reserve. You know what I'm saying? You keep players and you'd hide them with a return designation. It just means I get another month.
Well, I think you'd probably have to have
roster.
A cap of those. You know, you could probably cap the number of players.
That's what they do. That's how it is. I think it's 8, right, that you can bring back, something like that.
Yeah, they do. But I just find that very – it's a drastic decision, and it's got to be – it's got to be just so – you talk about guys who received bad news yesterday. I would think that it would be just as bad to find out that because you were injured or have an injury that might not be something that lingers beyond 3 weeks to a month, all of a sudden you find out yesterday because of that, you're not going to be playing anytime this year.
Yeah.
December, you're free.
Yeah.
You're going to be in the organization. You're going to be rehabbing an injury that's already healed. And then what do? You can't play.
Right.
You can't bring them back. So every year it makes me wonder why they have such rigid rules when it comes to injuries in August.